Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today on the podcast, I want to talk to boys that are between the ages of 7 and 21. So last summer, I recorded 5 podcasts to organize kids, but I specifically addressed those podcasts to girls. Now, many of the things that I talked about in those podcasts applied to both boys and girls. And if you go to organize365.com/kids, you'll be able to see links to all of those posts and podcasts and additional posts that I've written for both boys and girls over the last 5 years. But today, I want to talk to just the boys and what is different about organizing a boy's room from a girl's room. So when you start to organize your room as a boy, you're going to go through the same stages that a girl would go through as far as, number one, you need to get rid of all of the trash and any food that's in your room. And number two, you need to get rid of all of the dirty laundry and either start the laundry or put that in the laundry. And number three, you're going to have to clean your room. Now, boys don't tend to clean their room as much as girls do, but I do require that my kids run the vacuum. That's what they need to do when they're done is run the vacuum. For the most part, when I organize both my own kids and other homes that I go in, boys' bedrooms don't tend to be as disorganized as girls' bedrooms for one simple reason. Boys tend to play with one kind of toy or one kind of collection at a time. They just have every single thing that goes with that collection. Whereas girls will be more interested in playing with 3, 4, 5 different kinds of items, but not have as many items related to each task. So, for example, as soon as you turn 7, when you're a boy and you've turned 7, there are a lot of toys that are in your playroom or in your bedroom that you no longer play with anymore. And a lot of times I find that boys hold on to these because they like the memories that are associated with the toys, but they're not really going to sit down and play with those toys. By the time they're 5, 6, or 7, they really have 1, 2, maybe 3 things that they like to do every single day. For many boys, that is either sports or Legos or video games. Those are probably the top 3 if I were to guess. And what is unique about this, we're going to talk about sports on a completely different podcast, so I'm not going to talk about that one at all. And I'm just going to talk about the different collections that you boys have, and specifically Lego and video game storage ideas. Now, also when I recorded those kids organizing podcasts last summer, I talked about really needing to have some kind of a bookshelf in your bedroom. So if you don't have a regular bookshelf in your bedroom, and your parents can afford to buy you one small piece of furniture for your bedroom, I highly, highly, highly suggest getting one of the cube unit systems, either from IKEA, or I think it's Better Homes and Garden has the new one out, and that's available at Walmart, and I believe Target has its own brand out. You do not want to buy the closet-made cube system where the cubes are only 9 inches. You want to get the larger cubes that are, I think they're like 11, 12, or 14 inches. And the reason why is because they're just more versatile as you go through the years. So if you invest in 1 or 2 of these cube systems in your child's bedroom when they're a toddler, it will go to their dorm room or their first apartment with them because it is just so versatile. So when boys are little, it will fit big dump trucks right into the cubes. Whereas if you buy the 9-inch square cube system, the bigger trucks don't fit on the cubes. And then as you get a little bit older, it'll fit bigger bins on there that you could put like a whole bin full of Matchbox cars and another bin full of all the tracks that you put together for that, or another bin for train tracks, and then another bin for Legos. Now, if you're into Legos, we're going to talk about that in a minute. As you continue to get older, what I like about the bigger cube systems that have at least an 11 or 12 inch cube is that binders fit on those shelves. And even more for boys than girls, I find that the books that boys have are oversized. And a lot of the big magazines that they get or the cheat guides that they have for the video games that they play are large books. They're not the small novel paperbacks. They're the big 8.5 by 11 books. And those fit much nicer on the bigger cubes as well. Also, as your kids get older, backpacks will fit on these cube systems, and they can designate certain cubes for their school books and kind of have like a shelving system for their school books. When you buy these cubing systems, they usually come in 8, 9, 12 cubes. 8 is the least I would recommend. And if you can fit it in the bedroom and you could get a system that is going to have more cubes, the better. Now, in my daughter's room, there are pictures that I have a 5-cube system, 2 of them that used to be like pillars in her room next to her mirrors or her windows, but now they're stacked on top of each other as like a little makeup table. So you can move these cubes around in different configurations as your kids get older. Typically for boys, I see more of a square storage unit, but it doesn't matter. It really, really is helpful when you're going to organize to have some kind of at least a bookshelf, but preferably some kind of a cube system. By having a cube system instead of a bookshelf, which is usually about the same price if you need to buy it new, and it's less than $100, the nice thing is when you have a bookshelf, let's say you have 4 shelves that you can divide your collections into, but in almost the same exact space, you could have 8 cubes, which gives you 4 more categories of dividing down. So even if you put 2 categories of something on a shelf, like let's say you put Army Men and Matchbox cars on a bookshelf, you know that there are 2 things on that bookshelf. But there's just something that happens in your mind when the same exact space is 2 actual cubes. And so you have an Army Men cube and you have a Matchbox cube. And you know that everything related to that can fit in that cube. Also, having a cube versus a long bookshelf shelf gives that extra divider in the middle that you can lean something up against. So if you have board games in a cube, you could put a couple of board games that are not in boxes angled in on the side. Or like if you put art supplies in one of your cubes and you have like a set of, those cases that you open up that have all of the drawing implements in them. And that's closed up in there. And then you have your favorite box of crayons and you have a couple of other things stacked up in the cube. On the side, you could have your favorite drawing papers or drawings that you've just completed or books about drawings. Those will all fit nicely in a cube and not fall over and not get messy as fast as if they were in the same items were on a bookshelf. That cube is going to give more delineation as to how much stuff can fit in one space and keep it all upright and from falling over. All right, so you know you have to clean and organize your room, just like the girls do. You know that you need this one bookshelf or cubing system to really get organized that will morph and grow with you as you grow. And you need to go through your clothes just like the girls did. So go through that podcast as well about organizing your clothes. And just a real quick recap, here's the thing. Keep your favorites, get rid of the rest. That's the quick. You know, the boys always want to know as fast as possible, what do I need to do? So I find boys are more particular about their clothes than girls. And once they have what they like, they get that in every color and that's like their uniform. That's what they wear. Whereas girls will have more variety and more quantity in their closet for the most part. Boys are interested in getting dressed and looking and feeling good, but it doesn't have to be different every time. They kind of like one kind of a style and they go with that. So mom, once your son has picked out what their style is, don't try to change the style. Don't try to, you know, constantly give them other clothes. I found for me personally, it's a waste of my time and effort and makes my husband frustrated. So our son has a very unique style. He wears the same kind of clothing all the time. Everybody at school knows him for this. He's somehow changed up a Catholic uniform to match his style. And that's him. It's part of who he is. And so we just go with that. Abby loves the variety of clothing. So let's talk about this idea that you boys like collections. And I would say, on average, girls and boys have the same amount of stuff. It's how they use stuff is different. Now, I know there's gender equality and you can, girls and boys could grow up and be any profession that they want and anything that they want to be. But as a preschool teacher, I know that boys and girls do play differently. And girls would pick up matchbox cars and start having the matchbox cars talk to them like, "Hi, purple matchbox car, how are you doing today? Did you enjoy your car wash?" And boys are going to take those same cars and go and make a bunch of noises and make those cars run around. Because girls play relationally and boys play collectively and kinesthetically, just in general, especially when they're younger. And what this looks like when you're around the age 7 to 12 is you've honed in on a couple of key collectible things that you really like. So for my son, that was Legos, Pokemon cards, Army Men, and video games. For some of the other kids that I organized, that would be sports-related stuff, hobbies like learning karate, something like that, piano. But in general, boys tend to make collections. So if they're into Pokemon cards, they're going to have a lot of Pokemon cards. And they'll have books about Pokemon cards, and they'll have binders for Pokemon cards. And if they're in video games, like, they'll have picked the system that they're going to have, the Xbox One or the PS2 or whatever kind of video game set that they have, and they will systematically buy games, defeat the games, and buy more games, and then they will join online with their friends and cousins, and they will play video games online, and they're really into those things. So the key in organizing your room as a boy, it's usually boys don't want to get rid of as much stuff as girls will. Girls more will organize, they'll play Barbie dolls, and when they're done with Barbie dolls, they'll get rid of Barbie dolls, and they'll go on to the next thing. Boys tend to play with the same item for a long time. So the best way for me to explain this is with Legos. Many, many boys like Legos. Some love Legos and some just like them a little bit. And I would say my son probably loved Legos. So when he was little, he had Duplo blocks, but by the time he was probably 5, he had Legos and he was putting together Lego sets. He just loves assembling those kinds of sets. And what we found was we would buy the sets, he would put it together immediately, like before, you know, the holiday was over or before the birthday party was over, he already had the sets put together. And you guys know how expensive those Legos are. But he also would create out of his other Legos. Now, moms, we like to organize these Legos, and I can't even tell you how many weeks of my life I devoted to actually organizing Joey's Legos by size, by color, by all these different ways. And finally, he was able to tell me when he was around 11 or 12, "Mom, part of the fun is having to hunt for the pieces." But even with hunting for pieces, those specialty pieces, like the little swords and the little number ones that are slanted and the little laser things, and those are better to keep, not in the big mess of Legos. So what I found was, in any kind of collection, in any kind of hobby that a boy has, because they're almost always going to do that hobby for 5 to 10 years, it is worth it to invest in whatever kind of organizational system is out for that kind of toy, because they will have it for such a long time, it will be a worthwhile investment. If you doubt this, think about your husbands, because men have fishing collections, golf collections, boating collections. I mean, when a guy is into something, he collects it for a long time. Whereas women, you know, I did cross stitch for a while, and then I did stamps for a while, and then I did scrapbooking, and then I'm on to painting. And so I've had lots of hobbies over the last couple decades. My husband has had golf and fishing, and that's it. So men tend to pick something and keep it for a long time. So that would make sense that boys are going to do the same thing. So if boys are into Legos, here are some solutions. Number one, find out if your son or boys, tell your mom, if they like to root through all of the toys, all the pieces in order to creatively make something, or if they like their Legos to be more sorted out. So like the biggest pieces are in one box, and then the long skinny ones are in one box, and the short fat ones are in another box. If they like that, have them help you sort them. If they don't mind that they're all in a big bin, A couple of really easy solutions are to get a small plastic kiddie pool, you know, one of those that are like $10 or less at Walmart, and put all the Legos in there. Now, you might want to put a sheet or a blanket in the bottom of that pool so that to cut down on the amount of noise that there's going to be. But put a blanket in there and then put all the Legos in there and then slide that under the bed if they have a bed that's, you know, that fits underneath. That way, when they want to play with them, they slide them out, they play with them, and then we could slide it back in. Alternatively, what we did was I would put blankets down and Joey would dump all the pieces out on the blankets and wrestle through for what he wanted. And then I would pick up the quarters of the blanket like a gigantic knapsack, and I could move it when I needed to vacuum, or we could move it to a different area in the house. There's also a product I've seen online. I haven't used it personally, but it looks amazing. It's called Lay In Go, LAY-N-GO, Lay In Go. They have small ones for makeup and they have big ones for Legos. And it's the same idea as a blanket. You put all the Legos in there, but then instead of having to pick up the corners like I did to move the blanket, you just pull a string and it becomes one big knapsack and you're able to move it somewhere else while you play. Because what I notice with Legos and all of these other collections that I'm going to mention is that these collections that boys play with don't have an ending period. Like, it's not like, okay, all the Barbies went to sleep so we could put them all away. We're always in the middle of creating. Boys are always creating. So if they had their druthers, the Legos would never be put away, because why would we put them away? We're still playing with them. Like, I will be playing with them for the next 10 years. Could you just please leave them out? And that, I think, is what drives moms crazy, is that the boys never want to put any of it away because they're not done. They're not done creating. And as a jigsaw puzzle doer, I know why they want to leave all those Legos on the floor all spread out, is because if they're visual like I am, they know where the pieces are. And so while it seems just like a pile of Legos to you and me, to them, if they're a visual child, when they sit down in the same spot on the floor next to that big pile of Legos, they remember where the long red ones are and where that silver one was they were going to use. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Like, they've taken a picture of that blanket the way the Legos are, and that's part of their creative process. So making a space for this passion project of Legos is essential. Now, originally in our house, they were everywhere, and then they were just in the playroom upstairs and the bedroom, and then eventually I just had them all in Joey's bedroom, which meant that that's about all he could do in there because Legos take up so much space. In addition to having a solution for the big bulk of Legos when we're really creative, like a swimming pool or a blanket or this lay-and-go, you are going to want to separate out certain kinds of Legos from the big pile, even if you have a big pile. Those specifically are going to be the little Lego characters, all of these small Lego pieces that are one brick or smaller. So, you know, if you look at a Lego, if you're not familiar with Legos, they have little dots on top, and the Lego you're most familiar seeing has four dots on one side and four dots on the other side. So that's called a 2x4. That's the size of that brick. It's all very mathematical, which I love. So if you only have one little dot on the top, that's considered a one brick. And they're really small, little tiny cubes. Anything that size or smaller should be in its own container. And all of the little smaller pieces are like, they have these little tiny buttons that snap on top. Or whenever you buy one of these ridiculously expensive sets and put together SpongeBob's underwater, blah, 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 there'll be this little teeny tiny Lego that when you click it on top, it has a little cash register. Or, you know, and they're real specific Legos that you can only get in these sets. I always try to keep those Legos in a separate box. So I have people, I have all those little Legos, and then I usually have a separate place to keep plates. So plates are really big Legos that you could build smaller bricks on. Sometimes they're really thin and about 12 by 12 inch square size, and you could build like a whole house on it. Or sometimes they're thicker, like a normal Lego would be, like half an inch thick. And they could be anywhere from like, 20 wide by 20 wide. And you'd build, like, that would be your foundation of your house. But the plate I said that was 12 by 12, that would be like where the house with the yard and everything would go. I usually put those big plates somewhere else, so they're not in the big mix of puzzle pieces on the floor also. And then I also usually have another bin for anything that's really design specific, like we have wings and a nose of an airplane because we bought an airplane set, or if you have a pirate ship, or, you know, any of those big ship pieces that will be like, okay, you have to build a ship with this pretty much. Those I don't keep with either the plates or the other Legos either. So what I found, and I'll try to find a link to it for the post, is there's this little, it looks like a nightstand almost, and it has, I think it's made by the Iris brand, I-R-I-S, and it has six cases that you can pull out of it, and I believe the cases are like 14 inches by 14 inches. They're a little bit too big to go on these IKEA cubing units, so this does not fit on the cubing shelving thing that we talked about. The plates basket does, and those other things do, but these Iris boxes, when you pull them out of this nightstand, this plastic nightstand, and open up the lid, I'll have people in one, and then I'll have little pieces in the next one, and then I'll have plates in the next one. And the nice thing about these is the lids snap together and you could carry them individually. So Joey could just take the case out that had all of the Lego people, and he could take that to his friend's house and just play Lego people and come back. And so each of these cases slide into this little nightstand, and at the top of it has a Lego plate. So you could actually build on top of the this case as well, but we never did that. Another area that kids are going to collect a lot of are baseball cards or Pokemon cards or whatever the next kind of cards is that kids collect. And again, these cards have trading value, collecting value, possibly resale value. And depending on how safe your child is and how much they're into actually trading for money, the better condition you need to keep your cards in. If they're just trading them on the school bus, it's not that big of a deal. But if they're going to collect these for resale value someday, then you really need to have a plan for keeping your cards safe. And Joey had Pokemon cards and another kind of card. I can't remember what they were called. I want to say tech deck, but I don't think that's right. Anyway, and he had baseball cards. And he would play with his baseball cards a little bit. They were his dad's. His baseball cards were in binders. So in the binder supply section, you could buy baseball card holders, baseball card divider sheets that go right into binders. And you could put baseball cards in there. You could put Pokemon cards in there. You could put any kind of cards you want in there. Those are also the kind of sheets that I used as a mom to make a coupon binder when my kids were little. So these, they have 9 slots, and it's just a sheet protector with 9 little pockets. You could also put collectible money in there if you wanted. So getting your child a binder with these sheets will help them organize their cards. The other thing I would do is go to a baseball card resale shop, or the other place I found these were in the Walmart checkout lines. And you could just get, I think they're just called collector card sheets or collector card protectors. And they're just little plastic envelopes, I guess, or that you slide your card into. So you slide your card into this little plastic sheet and it protects your card, but it's just one card at a time so that the kids can put all their cards in those, but it still feels like a deck of cards and they can, you know, sort them or lay them out on the floor. And then there were many, many times where Joey would just take all of his baseball cards out and put them in a new binder or put them all in these individual little sleeves and put them in a box. And then a couple months later, take them out of all of those and put them in the binder. So the idea of collecting and then organizing them into these sheets and into these binders is how you play with those cards. So if your child's going to collect cards, go ahead and get them the specific box. This is also sold in the Walmart checkout area is where I always find them. It's not actually the checkout area. It's the front of the store, kind of where the, usually in Walmarts at the front of the store is where they sell books. There's a really small little book section, and next to that is usually an aisle for these collector cards. It's where you buy the collector cards, and you could get tins or a little box that they specifically fit in, and then your son will take these collector boxes with him to his friend's house, and that's when they trade the cards. Another area that boys specifically will collect things in is video games. And I have found also, again, to go ahead and invest in any kind of organizational thing that you could buy for the video games. So when my son was young, we went to one of those resale shops and we bought him an old Game Boy, the kind of Game Boy that I had growing up. It was like $5 for the Game Boy and then like $3 for each of the games. It was great. And he was like 5 years old, so he loved it. And I wasn't really sure if he would lose the games. I was always worried he would lose the games, especially as the games started getting more expensive. And I'll tell you what, he never did. He has never lost any electronic yet, which is kind of amazing. So when we got him that little Game Boy, we got him like a little tiny backpack that the Game Boy and the games went in. And then when he was in Skylanders, we also got him a little backpack that just all the little Skylander people fit in. Now, the reason why I get the little backpack, I think he was probably 10 or 12 when we did Skylanders, but it was like a 3-year-old's little black backpack. The small size of the backpack allows you to keep just the Skylanders in there without anything else. You don't need anything else in the backpack, but boys will take their video games over to their friends' houses to play, especially if it's something like Skylanders where you need to take the little people and put them on the landing pad so that you have the blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, when you have these Xbox One or Xbox or PS2, sometimes you only have one controller. So when you go to play at your friend's house, you need to take your own controller. So the little backpack makes it portable, but the size of it makes it so that only Skylanders end up in there, not like everything related to all video games. The other thing we did was when we bought, I'm trying to remember, it was a little flip, they still have them, a DS. Is it a DS? The little handheld video game? When we bought that, you could get a little case that perfectly fit the DS inside and you zipped it closed. And then on the top, there was a little zipper with a pocket and you could slide the DS games in there, which made me really nervous because I think Joey had like 14 games in there. If you lost that whole thing, that was like, I don't know, $1,000 because you had the game system plus all of the games. But the nice thing was when we went on long car trips, everything he needed was right there. All he needed to add was his charger. For regular video games, I find getting a box that holds those video games to be the best. So get a box. You can find these. I usually find this. It's so funny. I go to different stores for different things, but I usually find this at Target. So in the Target movie and video game area, I usually get like a basket that perfectly fits the video games in it, like 20 boxes of video games. And then I also buy a CD holder. So I don't even know if they still are going to sell these for much longer, but you buy a CD holder, like a little soft CD holder that when you unzip it, it will hold either 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 CDs. And what we do is we put all of the video games in those, all the CD video games. So we keep all of the boxes. That way, if we're going to resell or you want to look at the game manual, it's in there. And usually those CD cases are kept in our family room with all of our other DVDs. But the little CD holder of all the video games, that again can be portable. So on our vacations, we actually pack the Xbox. We take the Xbox and the video games and the controller while we're gone for the week. We didn't do that last time, but when we used to drive, we would do that so that my son would have his video games on vacation. So the more portable you can make the collectibles that you have, the more they'll be able to play with this on vacation, at friend's house, at grandparents' house. Also, having these kinds of containers give you a place for things to be put away. So at the end of the week, boys, you should be organizing your room every week. At the end of the week, maybe you've played 5 video games that week. All of them need to end up back in that soft storage so that they don't get scratched, don't get damaged, and don't get lost. At the end of the week, all of the Legos have to be picked up off the floor. The blanket needs to be cinched up so that the room can be vacuumed, and then the Legos can come back. Now, when we would vacuum the room, we would put the Legos away until Joey wanted to play with them. So let's say you vacuum the room on Saturday and on Sunday you were going to go over to a family event and then you had a birthday party and then you were going to play soccer and then the school week started again on Monday. Sometimes it'd be 7 or 8 days before Joey would get into a Lego kick again. And sometimes those Legos would stay out for 2 or 3 weeks before we would pick them up. And I would say, no, we are definitely going to have to vacuum now. The other thing that I noticed that boys tend to collect are memories. They will, when they're at camp, get an arrowhead. When they're out at some kind of a video game type arcade place, they will get a prize. Or they'll find something just really cool that they like, but it's not part of a collection. So for boys, I almost always create, I guess the easiest way to call it would be a junk box, but it's not really junk. So one container, usually pretty big, like maybe 8.5 by 11, so the size of a piece of paper, but also about 6 or 7 inches tall. So a pretty big box. The best size for your junk box is the size that your tennis shoes came in, the tennis shoe box. Whatever size your foot is, that's how big your junk box is allowed to be. So when you got your last pair of tennis shoes, you keep that box and that becomes your memory junk box. And that's where you put the arrowhead and all of these collectible things that you have. When that box gets full, you need to start making some decisions about what things you don't really need anymore to keep the new things that you have. That's a good limited size for the amount of little extra stuff that you have. And the more you have targeted storage for the things that you love, like your baseball card collection and your Legos and your sporting equipment and your video games, the less you need to have the items that are in that junk box because you already have the things that you love and you use. Also, as boys go through, they will go through phases. And so Joey would play with Legos for months at a time and not do video games at all. And then he would start playing video games for months at a time and not do Legos at all. But that did not mean that he was done with any of those other playing things. So in general, the first 7 years, from birth to seven, boys will play with a large variety of toys and not really specialize in their toy playing until like around the age of five. By the time they're seven, they're usually down to just a few things that they really like playing with. Generally sporting equipment, collecting cards, Legos, matchbox cars, all those kinds of things. Around the ages of 7 to 9 is when the matchbox cars and the trains and those kind of things tend to go by the wayside. Doesn't mean they don't want them in their room. It just means that even though they're in their room in bins on your cube system, they rarely pull them out to play with them anymore. It's almost all drawing, Legos, video games at that age, that grade school age. Then around the age of 12 is when they really are ready to get rid of almost all of their toys, except for whatever is now their passion project. So around the age of 12 to maybe 14, all of a sudden, all the toys that have been in your son's room, they will look around and go, I don't need any of this anymore. And they'll be down to just 1 to 3 things that they love. Even Legos. They won't want to totally get rid of Legos, but they will pretty much stop playing with them at that time. I saved Legos for quite a few years. I think we still have a bunch in the basement. But Joey stopped playing with those almost completely by the age of 14. And there really are these cycles. And then by that time, by the time they're in high school, they have the thing that they really love to do. And that's the collection that's left. So for my son, that is drawing and that is video games. For some kids, that is reading and sports. For other kids, that would be, I can't even think. But usually it's just 2 or 3 things by the time they're 14. And those are the things that they keep in the room for the rest of their time. I find that having someone come in and organize with your son around the age of 12 is a perfect time. Someone that is not mom, maybe it's an aunt, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a professional organizer that comes in and really objectively looks at the room and says, okay, do we really still need to have all of these stuffed animals? Now, my son does still have some stuffed animals. He's very sentimental, but not very many. They usually get rid of a majority of those. They'll also get rid of a lot of their books that they're not reading now. It's about the time where they'll get rid of pretty much almost everything. They're moving into that young adult teenager lifestyle. but it is hard for mom to let go of those younger ages as well. And it's easier if somebody from the outside could come in and do that with your child. So at the age of 7, we're moving the toys into the bedroom and we are getting down to our favorites. And around the age of 12, we're really eliminating more and making that bedroom more of a teenager type bedroom. All right, boys, I hope that helps you get organized in your room and handling all of your collections.